China Rich Girlfriend, written by Kevin Kwan and read by Lydia Look.
London, 8th September 2012, 9 a.m. GMT. A red Ferrari 458 Italia crashed through the window of the Jimmy Choo shoe boutique on Sloane Street sometime between 4 a.m. and 4:30 a.m. last night. No one witnessed the accident. Metropolitan Police reported that two passengers were taken to St. Mary's Paddington, where they are being treated for serious but non-critical injuries. The vehicle owner's name was not released pending further investigation. Sarah Lyer, The London Chronicle. Prologue. Beijing Capital International Airport, September 9, 2012. 7:45 p.m. Wait a minute. I'm in first class. Take me to first class. Edison Ching said contemptuously to the flight attendant escorting him to his seat. This is first class, Mr. Ching. The man in the crisp navy uniform informed him. Where are the cabins? Eddie asked, still confused. Mr. Ching, I'm afraid British Airways does not have private cabins in first class. Footnote. Unfortunately for Eddie, only Emirates, Etihad Airways and Singapore Airlines have private cabins aboard their Airbus A380s. Emirates even has two shower spa bathrooms with sumptuous shower stalls for first-class travellers. Mile High Club members, take note. But if you'd allow me to show you some of the special features of your seat... No, no, that's fine. Eddie tossed his ostrich leather briefcase onto the seat like a petulant schoolboy. Fucky fuck. The sacrifices I have to make for the bank today. Edison Ching, the pampered prince of private bankers, famous in Hong Kong society pages for his bon vivant lifestyle, his dapper wardrobe, his elegant wife, Fiona, his photogenic children, and his superb lineage. His mother is Alexandra Young of the Singapore Youngs, was unaccustomed to such inconveniences. 5 hours ago, he had been interrupted during a luncheon at the Hong Kong Club, rushed aboard the company jet bound for Beijing, and then hustled onto this flight to London. It had been years since he had suffered the indignity of flying commercial, but Mrs. Bao was on this godforsaken plane, and Mrs. Bao needed to be accommodated. But where exactly was the lady? Eddie expected to find her seated nearby, but the chief purser informed him that there was no such person by that name in the cabin. No, no, she's supposed to be here. Can you check the flight manifest or something? Eddie demanded. Minutes later, Eddie found himself being led to row 37, seat E, of the aircraft. Economy class, where a petite woman in a white vicuña turtleneck and grey flannel slacks sat sandwiched between two passengers. Mrs. Bao? Bao Shaoyan? Eddie inquired in Mandarin. The woman looked up and smiled wanly. Are you Mr. Ching? Yes. So glad to meet you. But I'm sorry we had to meet like this. Eddie smiled in relief. He had spent the past 8 years managing the Bao family's offshore accounts, but they were such a secretive lot. He had never met any of them until today. Even though she looked rather tired at the moment, Bao Shaoyan was much prettier than he had imagined. With alabaster skin, large eyes that slanted upward at the edges, and high cheekbones accentuated by the way she wore her jet black hair, pulled into a tight low ponytail. She did not look old enough to have a son in grad school. Why are you seated here? Was there some mix-up? Eddie asked urgently. No, I always fly economy class, Mrs. Bao replied.